You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mm-hmm. You want to diss somebody, all you got to do is go, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Ramona is classic when she does an interview because she cannot avoid the while she's doing an interview. As for the rest of it, John, I can't believe you didn't catch me doing Yoda yesterday.
Well, I caught it that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was good.
I always say I'm the smartest MF-er on the show.
Yeah.
We still have not played our matchup of Jeopardy.
I thought we were doing that today.
All right. I thought we were, Linz.
We can do it next week.
Yeah. Let's do it tomorrow.
All right.
Linz?
Okay.
You've had more than 21 hours at this point.
Yeah, yep. You've had more than 21 hours to get ready for this. All right, so Brent Davis emails. The runner on second extra inning rule is the stupidest rule in sports. Complete opposite effect on the game. It makes teams burn through bullpens instead of saving bullpens. It's like a video game gimmick. Why not just make every other batter bat right-handed or however they bat or use a Rubik's Cube as baseball extra innings? He's very upset with that, and we've seen it now up close the last couple of nights. The Dodgers, I think, have had two straight extra inning games. I actually got a little annoyed by it last night.
I like it. I think it immediately puts action into the game. And it's, as long as it's the same for both teams, what difference does it make? It's not an earned run.
But you are burning through bullpens really quick.
Yeah, so what? Let's find out who's got a better bullpen. Obviously,
well,
the Dodgers don't.
It's not us. I've said this before. I'll say it again. There are only two arms I trust now in the bullpen. I've got to say, Kenley did allow that run to score to tie, but it's hard to hold that against him. It's, you know, you get a runner in scoring position to start an inning, you pitch completely differently. So, in order, Victor Gonzalez, Blake Treinen, and then Kenley. I'm done with guys like Clevinger and Santana and Jimmy Nelson. I mean, I don't feel good when any of those guys are on the mound.
All those Edwins.
Edwin Gonzalez. Yes.
Edwin Gonzalez.
Edwin Rodriguez. Edwin.
By the way, we were super bad at this today because on top of everything else, Ireland, you were confusing Kumail Nanjiani and Kumar Nayar.
I don't even know who those two people are.
Kumar Nayar is
right.
On Big Bang Theory.
Right, that's the guy that got all buffed up, right?
No, Kumail Nanjiani, who got buffed up, is from Silicon Valley.
Oh, okay. I think they both got buffed up because I know the guy from The Big Bang Theory got buffed up too.
Well, the one that's playing the superhero is Kumail Nanjiani.
Okay.
Yeah. The extra inning thing does. I guess we're on the losing end of it, so I get a little pissed off. It's dramatic. Jorge and I were during the game texting last night, and I think you sent a single word text to me at one point. Kenley.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation point, yeah. There was a Kenley warning. You knew he was going to come in there with an inherited runner, and he couldn't do it. The Dodgers, you know, I sometimes get in slumps, personal slumps, John. Do you ever get into a personal slump?
Of course. Yeah, everybody does, don't they?
Like, give me an example of a personal slump. Like, do you ever notice, hey, I'm doing really good at the games, and then I went into a slump, and I'm not doing as good?
It's more that I overbook myself. Like, I get into a situation. It happened earlier this week where I don't leave enough time to do everything I got to do. And, for example, last night I slept for an hour and a half.
Now, that's just stupid.
But it was my only choice.
Need a joint, man. You need to settle your mind down.
And it was my fault because Jack has a test that I got to help get him through. And then we have four games in 5 days and I had to do homework for the games, and I had I had to write fast track. And
right, but do you ever notice that your performance is not good when it comes down to it?
Right, so I think that when you get into those ruts and you only sleep for an hour and a half, it eventually catches up to you. I don't know when it will, but it will. It'll probably be on the golf course. At some point.
Well, I don't know how. I mean, your days are just ridiculous. You sleep for an hour, you go play golf, then you come here, you do this show, then you go to do a Lakers game, and then you rinse repeat the next two days. Like, are you playing golf? Off the next 2 days while the Lakers are in this
No, I played today, but I'm not playing tomorrow. and then I'll play over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
by the way,
how you said that sometimes it'll catch up to you, and you said it might happen while you're golfing. That actually happened to me once. Well, I was on the golf course. I think I slept a total of like 4 hours over 3 days, because at the time I was working for Fox Sports. So I was covering the Indians games, and then I was also working as a beverage cart girl at the golf course. And I literally fell asleep on the beverage cart waiting for these guys to finish putting or something, to go up to them and ask them if they wanted beers. And I woke, they came over and woke me up, and I was like, oh my God, how long was I sleeping? And they're like, oh, probably like 5 minutes. It was so embarrassing.
Well, you fell asleep during our fantasy baseball draft.
Well, I go to bed at like 9 o'clock every night.
Yeah, just sound asleep. We're like, where's Lindsay? She's not bidding on anybody. Oh, she's asleep.
I warned you guys that could happen. I didn't realize fantasy baseball drafts take 3 hours, you know?
Yes, they do. They're serious business.
Commitment.
You got to live with that team all year. By the way, the one thing that we haven't talked about in the last couple of days, and I think, I go into personal slumps all the time. I notice my performance tails off. Like today, I've been all right. I haven't been great. I've been all right. I've been passable. If you were listening, you wouldn't know necessarily that I was scuffling, but I'm definitely scuffling a little bit. Don't you guys notice that?
Probably not as much as you do.
Yeah.
You look at everything as black or white when everything's really shades of gray.
Yeah.
But, you know.
There's a campaign now, John, because the Dodgers are losing. And right. I have coined the expression the curse of Farmer John. They get rid of the Farmer John hot dogs at Dodger Stadium. And somebody has come up with a slogan that we can use: make Dodger dogs great again.
Okay.
Make them great again. When do we get our Farmer John dogs back? You didn't even know they got rid of Farmer John. Absolutely.
Until the LA Times blew the roof off the story.
Exactly. They uncovered the truth. We were being lied to, John. When I was there that night, that was not a Farmer John hot dog. I knew there was something not quite right about it.
Yeah, right.
I knew. I ate that hot dog. I was like, huh, I must have got a bad one.
Sure.
No, they're all bad now.
I don't even think you knew what you were doing when you were getting hot dogs. They haven't had Farmer John hot dogs for 2 years.
No, it's not 2 years.
It
was this year was the first.
No, the contract ran out in 2019.
No, this is the first year that Farmer John
Because of the pandemic, probably.
Yeah. This is the first year that they got rid of Farmer John.
Yeah, nobody notices.
Yeah, they absolutely do. By the way, if you love Farmer John hot dogs, 877-710-ESPN. I see a total difference. I am a huge Farmer John guy. I love those Vin Scully ads. Farmer John. I mean, seriously, we're getting rid of what is an institutional tradition for Dodger fans.
Nobody can tell who makes the hot dogs.
That's bullshit. It is.
That one was really, really close.
Don't worry, I took care of it.
They sometimes just come. All right, so there's an additional reporting now on Albert Pujols that he was genuinely upset and that they may have decided that was the way to go.
In what? So they basically didn't get much. He didn't ask for it?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, they mishandled that. So if you're just joining us, the Angels designated Albert Pujols for assignment. There are certain people that have earned the right to go out on their own, but nobody cares anymore. Like, Mason, you're just throw people away. Once your usefulness is gone, forget it. We don't care what you've done.
You will be tolerated until you can be replaced.
Mason says, call a security and escort them out. Give them a cardboard box and escort
them out. Your locker. Here's a box. We're following you to your car.
But you know what? You can come back if you have a credential.
Right.
If you have a credential, you can return.
But I think the Angels botched this from top to bottom. There would have been a much better way to handle this. But maybe it'll come out over the next few days that they tried to handle it differently. But this looks bad for the Angels. Nobody's talking about anything other than how the Angels handled this.
You know, I'm going to throw something out there that's weird. Obviously, he's going to be free to anybody or a major league minimum salary if he does choose to play. White Sox, Reds, Cleveland, Yankees, and Cardinals are amongst the teams, although many think this
Bob
is
Bob Nightingale's already come
retire.
Out and said the White Sox are out.
White Sox are out. Mm. What about, I mean, we are pinch hitting with Edwin Rios, who is 1 for 1,000. Would he make any sense as a pinch hitter for the Dodgers?
I don't think so, because
the Dodgers?
Edwin Rios is a left-handed pinch hitter.
Correct.
As is Matt Beatty. You would be bringing Pujols in as a – Zach McKinstry is a way better option than him. And Zach McKinstry is a right-handed hitter, correct?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of who the other right-handed pinch hit options are. Well, it's the other catcher.
Well, the other catcher, the opposite
Barnes
catcher,
or
right?
Will Smith. Is there a right-handed hitting outfielder I'm not thinking of?
Well, I mean, AJ
Chris
Pollock,
Taylor technically
right.
is the extra outfielder, right?
Yeah.
Edwin?
How many Edwins are there, Macy?
It's Alex Vesia.
Yeah.
Okay, I got him. Hold on.
And these guys,
by the
Edwin
way, that's correct. It is
Edwin
Encina.
Rodriguez has been just terrible. Edwin Gonzalez has been just terrible.
Edwin Gonzalez. So are Rodriguez or Gonzalez really named Edwin?
No, just Rios.
Edwin Rios.
Edwin Rios. And by the way, Edwin Uceda.
Yeah,
the other guy, the pitcher. I mentioned.
All right, Rodriguez and Gonzalez are not Edwins.
No Edwins.
Okay, got it.
So as far as I'm concerned, if you go 1 for 1,000, I'm not going to remember your name.
Fair enough. Every time
I see Edwin Rios in a game, I'm like, my God, is this the best we got? Edwin Rios has been terrible this year, and he's one of our primary pinch hitters. Matt Beatty's been pretty good. Luke Raley clearly not ready for prime time. I mean, I just feel like right now the Dodgers have got a series of and part of it is injuries, right? You've got no Cody Bellinger and you've got no Zach McKinstry. But I'm looking at this. By the way, Edwin Rios on the injured list.
I think
we are so thin. We are so thin. And bullpen-wise, we are so thin. I thought we had all this depth. I feel like we don't have depth now.
I thought this team was supposed to win 120 games.
Yeah. By the way, I am going to stick with they're going to win 100 games. Because I think once they get Bellinger back, a former National League MVP, I think the lineup changes. The lineup changes dramatically. All of a sudden, that lineup, everybody gets better.
They're 17-15, so they got to go 83 and what from here on out?
83 and I don't know, Matt. I don't know math. Nobody told me there'd be math. It's very
well,
tricky for
the
me.
The old saying about baseball is every team's going to win 60, every team's going to lose 60. It's what you do with the other 42. And right now, we're messing with the other 42.
Let's go to Jack in L.A. Jack, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, another day, but the hot dogs are not the same, Mason.
Yep. They're not the same.
Jack, what's different about them?
The flavor. It's really just the way it hits. I don't know. Baseball is a game of tradition.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, when you go to a Dodger game, do you pay attention to whether or not your hot dogs are boiled or grilled?
Absolutely. How can you not?
Well, you easily can, because if you don't want to leave your seat, the ones that they sell in
yeah,
the,
I never buy hot dogs.
The vendors
the
sell the boiled dogs, and 90% of the concession stands sell boiled. You have to find the grilled places if you want them. But most people don't even know that.
I think most people know that, John. I think you're underestimating Dodger fans. Thanks for the call, man. The other thing is, I would never buy a hot dog from a concession guy.
Why?
Because you need to prepare the dog. I need to get those onions, and I need to get
I don't
that
want to
relish,
miss the game.
And I get to,
I don't
need
go
to get that mustard.
Stand in line. Give me the hot dog. I want to stay in my seat.
Don't they have TVs by the concession stands?
Of
sometimes.
Course they do.
Not always. Sometimes.
Of course they do. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not buying from a concession guy, and I
– Yeah, you got to fix your own hot dog.
Yeah, you got to fix it.
By the way, am I weird in that I will only put ketchup on a burger and I'll only put mustard on a hot dog?
No, nope. I'm almost the same way.
I'm the same. I do not want.
I don't know why.
I don't want ketchup on my hot dog.
How about this? Ketchup, relish, and mustard on mine.
How about this? Am I weird for putting mayo on my burger?
No, I put mayo on mine.
Cool. Mayo and ketchup
mustard.
On a
or
burger
my hot dog too.
Is Michael weird for putting ketchup on absolutely everything, including a hot fudge sundae?
Not quite that, but pretty close.
You're missing out on a lot of flavor, Michael.
Why?
Because you're just sticking. With ketchup. You have a ketchup flavor in everything you
eat.
But
I put mustard and relish on my hot dog.
Right, but what about everything else that you put ketchup on?
It enhances the flavor, Mace.
Do you put ketchup on a steak?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's an outrage.
As a matter of fact, the steakhouse people get all mad at them.
They do?
Of course.
Yeah, Michael, you don't notice that? First of all, they won't give you ketchup, which
right.
is why you have to bring it in your jacket.
Yeah, I got an axe for it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you carry ketchup around with you?
Sure, a little ketchup, a little hot sauce.
What if they don't have any?
You are an odd man.
No, it's not just called being prepared, Mace.
You know, the other thing he does, Mace, is he'll, when any restaurant we go into, no matter how nice the restaurant, Michael will walk in with a red solo cup of Caymus.
Two pours.
Because that way he doesn't have to pay for a full glass of wine when we sit down.
That's $75 if you're in a nice steakhouse for two pours of Caymus.
Wow. So you bring, it's BYO.
Yeah, it saves $75 on my tab.
Yeah. 877-710-ESPN. You can email venicemace@gmail.com, and we'll try to read some of those. I wanted to go back to what John said earlier. John, which was what?
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Is this another time where you don't know, you don't have anything prepared, and you want me to bail you out?
Bingo!
Okay. Here's the question.
Come on.
All right.
I ran out of steam there.
Yeah, right. Okay, so here's the question that I will ask all of you when we come back.
Okay.
I have a story about an NBA player who delayed a regular season game. He delayed the birth of his child so he could play in the game. Is that guy a great teammate or somebody who needs to reprioritize? We'll get into that next.
All right, that's coming up for you. All right, I wanted to read something. Bill Shaken, Albert Pujols was cut by the Angels today or designated for assignment. Bill Shaken, in the end, the Angels cut a guy batting 198. No big deal. And that, unfortunately, is the legacy of Albert Pujols with the Angels. A big contract, but no big deal. Ooh.
Yeah,
that is tough.
And he never took him to a World Series.
Never won a playoff game.
Yeah, he played multiple World Series when he was in St. Louis. Looking back, those 10-year contracts, especially for older guys, are risky.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, I feel comfortable in the Mookie contract. He's young enough, but there will be dead years at the end of Mookie's contract. He's had a dead month. He's had a dead start to the season. I think he was 0 for 6 last night, the first time he's been 0 for 6 in like 4 or 5 years. But Francisco Lindor, who knows? Bryce Harper, who knows? Whatever one of these shortstops gets signed, Corey Seager, who knows? 10-year deal, 14-year deal, which is what Fernando Tatis got. If I was in that business, I don't know if I'd be handing out contracts like that. I think there will be dead performance at the end of every single one of them.
Right, which is, I don't understand. I guess it's the going rate. The agents have driven with the Machado deal and the Harper deal and the Trout deal and I guess Giancarlo Stanton was the first one. But every year, one of these guys gets a 10 or 11-year deal. Didn't Mookie get like a 12-year deal?
Mookie got, 12 is right. 12 is right.
You know, it just seems too far into the future for me to be comfortable. But I guess that's the going rate if you want to get one of these star guys.
Yeah,
Alex Rodriguez got the first one.
At the first 10-year deal?
Remember 10 years, 250 million. Oh, it was 10 years, 250.
Yeah, from the
Rangers.
Yeah,
when he left Texas, right?
Yeah, from the Rangers.
Yeah.
He got the first long term.
And he got another bite at the apple, right?
Yeah, the Yankees gave him another one after that.
Yeah, he did really well. All right, so, John, what do you got?
Okay, so, Michael, there's a sentiment among – you watch a lot of Warrior games.
Yeah.
There's a sentiment among Warrior fans that Andrew Wiggins comes off as somebody who – doesn't care. Like, he's not really into it. Is that
nonchalant.
A fair criticism?
Yeah, his body language. He's very nonchalant.
Okay, so Connor Letourneau is a Warriors beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. He also has a podcast. He said the other day that most fans feel that way about Andrew Wiggins. They accuse him of not caring. Letourneau disagrees. He's in trying to explain why those fans are wrong. He revealed that Wiggins, a couple of weeks ago, actually delayed the labor of his girlfriend, pregnant with their second child, in order to play a regular season game against the Wizards.
Oof.
As soon as the game ended, they induced labor. The mom and baby doing fine. The Warriors, by the way, lost that game to the Wizards. Now, do you guys think that story makes Wiggins come off as a great teammate or as somebody who should probably reorganize his priorities?
That is really tough. So it's either delay the birth.
Well, they were going to induce anyway.
Yep.
And they had scheduled to do it on a certain day. And the day just happened to fall on a Warriors-Wizards game.
Yeah, if it doesn't endanger the mother or the baby, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess I feel the same way. I mean, if you're inducing, you can kind of induce any day. Why not do an? Why not induce on the day you're not working, right?
Right.
Michael, do you think the Warriors are better putting the pedal to the metal and trying to get into the play-in tournament and win it? Or would they be better off doing nothing and getting a draft pick?
Oh, no, man. You always try to make the playoffs. You never know what could happen. You might get in the play-in and have a couple of good rounds. So I don't see any, like, franchise changer in this draft. So go for the playoffs, baby.
All right, so settle an argument Mason and I have. I would rather, he asked me, would you rather get the week off, okay, miss the play-in tournament? So we get the sixth seed. The Lakers get the sixth seed. But you have to open up against the Clippers. That's your first-round matchup. Or you drop to the 7 or 8, play in the play-in tournament, but you win it, and then you draw either Utah or Phoenix. I said I would much rather miss the play-in tournament. I want the week off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mason says he's scared of the Clippers and doesn't want
to. I'm not scared of the Clippers. I just think it will be the toughest opponent that the Lakers face, and I don't want to face him in the first round.
Utah will be tougher.
I told him. He doesn't
believe me. Utah is tougher than the Clippers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're talking defend. They shoot as well as anyone.
The Clippers have won like 19 out of 22.
Yeah, but Utah's got that half-court defense with that anchor in the middle.
Mace, what in their playoff history have the Clippers ever done that
makes
you think
they can beat
right the
now.
Lakers?
It's how they're playing right now. It's not history doesn't play these games.
Uh-huh.
The
new
current
year.
Team plays these games.
A new year. And the Clippers are formidable. Mace isn't wrong, but I think the Jazz are the biggest threat to the Lakers.
So you think the Jazz. So then you're saying don't make the – well, if you want to dodge the Jazz, then you want to be the six. So you want to win these games. Boy, tomorrow night is just like
– tomorrow night is everything. Because here's why. I don't know if we're making a big enough deal out of this. The Lakers and the Blazers are probably going to go into that game tied. Whoever wins it then will be one full game up on the other one, and it's really two games. Because if you win tomorrow, you get the tiebreaker. And that means if they finish with identical records at the end of the year – whoever loses that game tomorrow night is going to be forced into the play-in tournament. So tomorrow night is absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Michael, tonight is one of those games where you've got to kind of watch it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got a chance to win it, you go to the wall and try and win it.
Right.
But if it gets one-sided, you might want to save AD and these dudes for tomorrow night.
Yeah, because they got a long flight tonight. They won't get into Portland tonight till tomorrow till like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., because they got to fly out after the game.
And we've never done well up in Portland.
I know, that's a tough place to win, boy.
Better lately. Ever since LeBron got here, they've kind of turned that around. Before that, though, they couldn't win to save their life. Even when the Lakers were good the Blazers were bad, they lost something like 17 out of 18 games up there. But when LeBron got here, they flipped a switch.
Yeah, a lot of Laker fans in Portland, but they hate the Lakers up there.
Yeah, you know what Portland is. Portland is Oregon is for people who can't cut it in L.A.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why'd you hear that?
If you come to L.A.
Uh-huh.
and you have like a really hard time, like you can't put it together, the work thing's not happening for you, the car, the traffic, all that stuff. If that's not working, I think the average person who fails in L.A. says, huh. I think I'll move to Portland.
Easier there. When I lived in Portland for 20 years, I didn't meet a lot of L.A. people up there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Nobody leaves L.A. to go north to Portland.
Yeah, they do. They do when they flop. They hate L.A., Michael.
Well.
Do they not hate L.A.?
Yes, they think everybody is cosmetically enhanced.
Well, we are.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Well, some people go a little too far.
Is that right?
Yeah,
Who's gone too far?
Well, you know who they are.
No. Name one. Name one person that's gone too far.
Just Google them.
No, name one person that's gone too far.
That's gone too far?
Yeah.
Let's see. How about...
I got one.
Who?
Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Meg Ryan.
Isn't I don't want to call her name, but the actress with the big lips, aren't they kind of like
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah. Lisa Rinna, yeah. She's gone too far, yeah. For sure.
I mean, I didn't want to call a name, but
those
my
duck
goodness.
Lips are crazy. I don't know why women get duck lips.
Bring them on. Love the duck. You love like the duck platypus lips. Let's go. All the Real Housewives, big lips. Yeah. You ever that notice guy. That?
You like that stuff? That superficial stuff.
Hell right? Yeah, bring it on.
Hey, by the way, I've got a story about a Real Housewife, John, that you're gonna like.
Good.
Yeah, it's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, got an email from Terry Bromberg.
Hey, you know who sings this song, right?
Not off the top of my head.
Really? You don't know who this is?
A Girl Like You, this is a great song. Edwin Collins.
Do you want to hear something really weird? So a lot of times at night when I'm feeling good and I'm doing my thing, I will make notes to myself and I will send myself emails. And usually I know what they mean. It's like a show idea, like try this or how about this or here's a link to an article you should use tomorrow when you're not stoned. I've got an email from myself that says, call Edwin Gonzalez. That's where this all came from.
Sure.
It came from me having a note to myself that said, call Edwin Gonzalez. Now, here's the thing. I don't know who that is.
Jorge, all the Hispanic guys look the same to him.
That's no, I don't know who Edwin Gonzalez is. I wrote a note to myself saying, call Edwin Gonzalez, and I have no idea who it is.
All right, send us that email. We want to see it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to send it to you. Yeah. I'm going to forward you this email right now.
So who's Edwin Rodriguez?
Edwin Rodriguez?
Yeah, that's what you said.
I don't know who Edwin
exactly.
Rodriguez is.
He's just putting Edwin in front of all the Mexican
You're just putting
guys.
Edwin in front. That's not fair. That's not fair. All right, so, John, you're a big Real Housewives of Everything fan,
yes,
right?
Yes, very.
I find this really interesting. OnlyFans has turned into a gigantic thing, right? This is where people put up sort of sexy photos, and sometimes it's like full-on sex, depending on who's actually doing it, or naked shots, or everything, and you pay a subscription fee. John,
that's
do you subscribe to anybody's OnlyFans account?
No, I don't even know how to do that.
I'm sure Lisa can show you.
Okay.
All right, so OnlyFans.
Maybe she has an account.
The fourth biggest star right now on OnlyFans is a 57-year-old woman, most famous as a long-standing Real Housewife of New York. It is Sonia Morgan.
I know who that is.
Sonia Morgan is the fourth most popular on OnlyFans, which means she's doing something.
You've heard of the phrase half a cup of crazy?
Yes.
Full cup with that girl.
But she's making bank on this.
Yeah, full cup of crazy. Right
she's
there.
Making bank on this. Somebody brought up to me after our conversation yesterday about whether or not Lisa would give you a freebie if it was for somebody famous.
Yeah.
And what was your answer to that?
Zero chance. None.
I got an affirmative at my house.
Really?
Yeah.
For who? Who can you mess around with?
Anybody
famous?
Anybody famous. Like legit famous.
Wow.
Because otherwise, then it's
you're getting the Bill Gates hall pass.
Yeah, it's a hall pass. The once in a lifetime, oh man, you got a chance to get with a celebrity. It'll be a story for the rest of your life. You're good.
Well, you know,
I got the all clear on that.
This was a Friends episode. Do you remember that? And
vaguely.
Ross, originally, you could pick three people. And Ross originally had Isabella Rossellini on his list.
Okay.
But then he took her out and put somebody else in. And then, of course, he ran in
To Isabella Rossellini. Rossellini. That's so funny.
And she says, he goes, you're not going to believe this. I got to deal with my girlfriend that I can hook up with three people if I ever get the chance. And you were on my list. I just took you off. And she said, do you have that list? He goes, yeah, here it is. She looks, she goes, this is a good list. But I can't hook up with you because I'm not on it. And he goes, well, I'll just put you on it. She goes, you can't. It's laminated.
It's laminated.
He laminated his hall pass list.
But do you want to you know, exercise your hall pass, Mace?
Yeah, if the situation's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
If who, it's some, if it's somebody famous.
Who would be at the top of that list? Famous hookup list.
For me, Keanu Reeves.
Is he on your team?
Yeah, doesn't have to
no,
be.
I've absolutely no idea. None whatsoever. Okay. No, no knowledge.
What
of
about
that.
The host of Bravo?
Andy What's Cohen, that? Yeah. Would you hook up with Andy Cohen? He's
would
on
I?
Your team.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No, he seems like a fun guy, but no.
Not your type.
Yeah, no, not at all.
He shares
not
your passion for Puriesca.
He does he?
Oh yeah.
Puriesca! I didn't realize that.
Very much so.
Well, now he's more impressive than I thought he was. I think that guy has got it going on, by the way. He basically invented all that stuff on Bravo.
Yes. He's the godfather of the Housewives and Vanderpump Rules and Keeping Up with the Kardashians and all that stuff.
What now about, he gave himself his own show.
Elizabeth Hurley for me.
What about Don Lemon?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
For Jorge.
Elizabeth Hurley looks fantastic,
she does.
Jorge, and I think she's almost 60.
Oof. You like the older ladies, huh, Jorge?
Hey.
Bobcat. Michael Thompson. I know you'll say I won't exercise this, and you know I'm so happily all that stuff.
Right,
and we know you are. We know you have a beautiful marriage and all that stuff. But assume the hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to. You get a hall pass to get with one celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that celebrity?
Why can't I? There's a lot of beautiful ladies out there, obviously.
Michael, I think I know who it is.
Who do you think it is?
Aunt B.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, can she cook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She makes those jars of pickles. Oh, I love those things.
There must be somebody
either
like
that or Rose from the Golden Girls.
Yeah, Rose is good. Florida from Good Times.
Yeah. Edith,
Edith Bunker?
Was it Esther?
Aunt Esther.
Aunt Esther. Yelling at Fred Sanford?
I love Aunt Esther. She's feisty.
Yeah.
Aunt Esther, yeah. So yeah. You've really got an esteemed list there.
Heck yeah, they're legends.
Ireland, who would be on yours?
Well, Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, but beyond Kate Beckinsale.
What, there is no beyond Beckinsale.
Of course there is. There are other people.
No, I get one, right?
Yeah, one. Oh, so it's Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you're single, so you can get with anybody you want.
Now, this used to be, Lindsay's used to be Zac Efron.
I guess
Efron.
We can't do Lindsay right now.
I knew you were going there.
He messed up his face, Lindsay.
I know. It looks ridiculous.
So Lindsay's where are you going? So now Lindsay's going to go. Can I predict where you're going to go?
Oh.
She's going to The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock, right? You're into wrestling.
Nah, he's not really my type.
Too muscular?
Too much?
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like he's like too
been
cuddly, like nice and like, he's like a teddy bear.
You don't want cuddly.
No, not if it's a one-night stand, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is it? Who's the, if you get one celebrity?
I was honestly waiting for John to say, like, when he said the thing about Zac Efron, because he did some weird Botox and fillers, and he just looks ridiculous.
Made
and I was
weird.
Yeah, I was thinking about it like 2 days ago. I was like, man, now I need to find like a new celebrity crush. I think I'd probably go Channing Tatum. Mm. You know, typical.
Tatum.
Yeah. Very typical.
I thought a lady's dream guy was George Clooney.
Oh,
by the way, George Clooney's birthday today. He's 60
he could be my
today.
Grandpa.
Really?
Is George Clooney 60 now?
Yeah, Mace, what's the best? Somebody asked me this today. What's the best George Clooney movie? Would it be one of the Ocean 11 movies?
The Peacekeeper.
Yes, Ocean 11, 100%.
You ever seen The Peacekeeper?
I loved Up in the Air. No. I thought that was really good.
I hated Gravity. He was in Gravity.
Oh, I love Gravity.
I hated that movie.
Gravity's nice.
I like my mom's review of the movie.
Wait,
remember,
what was Gravity?
Gravity space. Was one with her and him and Sandra Bullock.
In space.
He's not
stranded
in
space.
Long.
Oh, yeah.
What about, you guys haven't seen The Peacekeeper?
No.
When him and Nicole Kidman are trying to find a nuclear weapon that's going to be detonated in New York, it's a great movie.
Mace, I have one that's even better than
okay,
Up
I've
in
got,
the Air.
I've got the
and
definitive
the Ocean's
one.
Level
so go ahead.
All right. Michael Clayton.
Oh!
That is a good one.
Michael Clayton is such a great movie.
As a corporate fixer.
Yeah. The other one, Up in the Air.
Yeah, that was good.
With Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, really that's good. Another great one. Yeah, no, he's done a lot of great stuff. And now he's got a wife and He lives on Lake Como in Italy. What a life that guy has, huh?
And doesn't he, like, make a lot of money from his, what does he make, tequila or coffee?
No, he sold it. He sold Casamigos, which was his tequila
wow.
to a big beverage distributor.
Was it good, George?
Michael, hurry up and make Diamond in 3 so you can sell it.
I know.
A billionaire.
That's what we want to do, yeah.
Diamond in 3.
Diamond
in
3.
Michael Thompson's wine. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Michael Thompson's game today.
Yes. Riddles
and
today.
It deals with riddles, which I am generally not good at, but we will try it out.
Lindsay will win this game today.
Oh, please.
Oh, prediction. Yeah. Call
I hope
shot.
So.
Yeah.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, it is Game of Games time, and it's always cool when Michael Thompson is the one who delivers the game as we inch our way up to Lakers-Clippers tonight. Clippers home game, critical game for the Lakers. Michael Thompson, Game of Games, brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating, powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It's in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. Now, Michael, explain the game.
For this game, you don't have time to fiddle. Be the first to solve the riddle. Riddles that will put your mind in a bend and to make you feel dumb in the end.
Michael, you're the best.
So as usual for this game, buzz in first by using your name. We don't know who'll solve the riddles first, but we do know Jorge will be the worst.
Oh, man.
Hey, that was
that
a good
awesome.
Limerick.
That
qualifies as a limerick.
All right,
I won yesterday, excellent. FYI.
There we go. What was the president's name in 1996?
Mason.
Jorge.
Go ahead, Mace.
That was Bill Clinton.
No.
Lindsay.
Oh, 96.
George Bush.
No.
What?
John.
Go ahead.
Is it in form of Jeopardy or just answer?
Just answer.
Mr. President.
No. Jorge, you want to take a guess?
Oh, I forgot that this is a riddle.
Yes.
No.
Duh.
No, I'm out.
The president's name in 1996 was Joe Biden.
Oh, very good.
Wait, I still don't get it.
The president.
Mason, you seriously don't get it?
No, I don't get it.
What was the president's name?
The current president is Joe Biden. What was his name in 1996?
Oh, that's really good. That's really good.
If you don't get that, you're in big trouble in this game.
I swear, I forgot for a second we were doing riddles.
Yes, riddles. Remember, what sport sounds like it can be eaten?
What sport
sounds like it can,
be eaten?
Lindsay. Squash?
Yes.
Oh, very good, Lindsay. Okay.
Told you she's going to win this. Two people were playing chess, and both won. How did this happen?
Mason. They were playing two different games.
Exactly.
Oh, very good.
That's what I was going to say. Dang it.
I am a horse without legs. I jump but never run. What kind of horse am I?
Lindsay. A pommel horse.
No.
That would qualify, though.
It would qualify, a pommel horse.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let it go.
Wait a minute.
I mean, a pommel horse does qualify.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. But that's not the answer,
no,
right?
That wasn't the answer, but it definitely qualifies.
I just thought about something.
Okay, go ahead.
This probably isn't it, though. Is it – you just had a chess question. Is it the horse in chess?
Yes, the knight.
All right, so who gets that, me or Lindsay?
Lindsay. We'll leave it
up, okay.
Lindsay. Pommel horse is technically a correct answer to that, right?
Yep. On which playing surface will you find all the vowels? On which playing surface will you find all the vowels?
All the vowels.
A-E-I-O-U.
We know the vowels.
Is it basketball?
Nope.
I don't know.
I don't know this one.
Give up. Lindsay?
I'm still thinking. Give me another minute.
A-E-I-O-U. Which surface will you find all the vowels?
What playing surface?
It's not a court. It's not a field.
I'm stumped.
I
don't know.
I'm thinking.
A, tennis court.
Oh, dang it. That's a good one.
What was the tallest mountain in the world before Mount Everest was discovered?
Lindsay. Mount Everest.
Exactly. It was always Mount Everest.
Oh! All right, Lindsay's got four.
A boy and a doctor are fishing. The boy is the doctor's son. However, the doctor isn't the boy's father. Who is the doctor?
Wait, slow
John,
down.
John. It's his mother.
Right.
Yeah.
Said it too fast.
A man claims he can predict the exact score of a game before it begins. How is that possible?
Lindsay. It's 0-0.
That's right. It's always 0-0.
Oh!
Boy,
right.
Lindsay's sharp.
Five. Mate, does Jorge have one? Do you have one yet, Jorge?
No,
of course not. I told you.
As predicted,
Mason,
Jorge.
You and I have one. We better pick it up here.
And what sport can you score without touching the ball?
Mason. Soccer?
Right. Oh, nope.
Touching. Can you
it.
Score without touching the ball? John.
John.
Baseball, because
yes.
I could hit it out.
Baseball.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Which athletes hate to have love on their side?
Jorge.
John.
Jorge.
Tennis.
Right.
Oh, Jorge's on
Jorge's
the board.
On the board.
Yes.
What kind of cup should never be drank from?
Lindsay. Okay.
Lindsay.
The Stanley Cup.
No.
John. An athletic cup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
I am used.
Three, Lindsay, I'm coming.
I am used in most sports, and a state shares my name. What am I? I am used in most sports, and a state shares my name. What am I?
Used in most sports.
I'm just going through states.
I know. I'm trying to think so too. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
New Hampshire.
I don't know.
Say it again.
Michigan.
I am used in most sports, and a state shares my name. What am I?
I think you got us on this one, Michael.
I think you got us, Michael.
A jersey.
Oh. I didn't even know that was a real. Never heard of that kind of
thing. Senior and Senora Briones have six boys. Each boy has one sister. How many people in the family?
Mason. There are 14.
No.
Ireland. Now, do you count the mom and dad or just the kids?
Yep.
All right, so
riddle,
mom
yes.
and dad are two, and then there are six boys and one sister, so that's 7-9.
Right.
Yeah.
14.
Ireland is now tied, Lindsay.
No. She's got five. I have four.
Okay, 5-4.
If I asked you all this question, you would all answer it correctly, but you would all give me a
Lindsay.
Mason.
Lindsay.
Your name.
Right.
What's your name?
Yeah. Your name.
I was there for that.
Why didn't Adam and Eve have a date?
Say that again.
Why didn't Adam and Eve have a
Lindsay?
Lindsay.
Because it was before time.
No.
Before Christ.
Mason.
Because
it was an apple tree, not a date tree.
They preferred apples.
Oh, yes. Good.
That's a good one.
And what sport where the fans don't know the score until it ends?
John. Boxing.
Right. Yeah.
All right, 6-5, Lindsay.
What do hockey players and magicians have in common?
John. Hat trick.
Yes.
Oh, it's tied now.
I can go for soccer.
What cereal reminds you of a cheerleader?
Okay.
Mason.
Cheerios?
Yes.
Three for Mason.
What sport reminds you of an insect?
Lindsay.
John.
Lindsay.
Cricket.
Right. Yeah.
Lindsay.
What is harder to catch the faster you run?
What?
Mason.
Mason.
Your breath.
Yes.
Oh, good. Mace has four.
What sport is played all around the world and begins with a T?
Mason. Golf.
You're right.
Oh, Mace has five. Okay, so Lindsay.
Wait, what was the answer?
Golf.
Lindsay seven.
Wait, you said begins with a T. Oh. Yeah.
Lindsay seven, John six, Mason five. Let's do five more, Michael. Go.
In which game do winners move backwards and winners move forward?
Lindsay.
Say again.
Lindsay.
Chess?
No.
Say it again.
In which game do winners move backwards and winners and losers move forward?
Oh, see, you said it wrong the first time.
Sorry.
Right. So you're back in it.
In which game do winners move backwards and losers move forward?
Losers move forward.
John.
Is it soccer?
No.
Jorge.
Mason.
Yeah, Jorge.
Tug of War.
Yes.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, Jorge.
All right, four more.
All right, here we go. I exist until you get to know me. As soon as you learn me, I disappear. I exist.
Mason. Yourself?
Nope. I exist until you get to know me. As soon as you learn me, I disappear.
Tough.
I exist until you get to know me. As soon as you learn me,
we have
I
one
disappear.
Minute left, John.
Right, so we could,
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Curiosity?
No.
We'll qualify.
I don't know. Go to the next one, Mike. What's the answer?
Last one.
A secret.
All right.
Secret.
Okay.
Last one. Real quick.
Lindsay gets it. She wins.
I have six faces and 21 eyes, but yet I cannot see. What am I?
John.
John.
A clock.
No. Six faces and 21 eyes, but yet I cannot see. What am I? Think gambling.
Jorge.
Jorge.
Dice.
Yes.
Okay.
Dice.
So Lindsay wins.
Lindsay wins. Yeah. I told you I predicted the women. Women are just smart at this. The women's intuition.
Yeah, just smarter. Just smarter. All right. There you have it. There's Mason in Ireland for today. Michael, thanks a lot for playing around with us today. We always appreciate you. And we are back tomorrow at 12:55 sharp. Lakers, Clippers tonight. We got the game for you right here on 710 ESPN. Sedano, LZ, and Cap next on 710 ESPN.